Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The White House claims it's all innuendo. The Republicans have no proof, nothing, that they've done anything wrong, despite Cathay Bank out of China sending the banking statements of the Bidens, despite the SARS, the suspicious activity reports, over 150, some say more than that, of money flowing in and out of the Biden family trough, and bank accounts being obscured by LLCs on top of LLCs in different places all around the world. And 12 now, up to 12 Bidens being paid for work that you can't even find one of them qualified to do anything. But no, we haven't done anything wrong. What's with this Republicans always blaming that we're liars and we're cheaters and that we're colluding with China and Russia and we're involved with the Chinese and the Russians and the Ukrainians and business deals that were, well, that are obviously out there? And yes, okay, so what? We're in business with them. That doesn't prove anything. Don't you feel like you're arguing with a toddler when you hear these people? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is the breaking news over the last few days, right? The Biden family. But here's the deal. It don't sound like Biden, but here's the deal. It's finally happening. Hunter Biden has ruined things for his daddy, but I tweeted, I made a meme that said, what did Democrats expect when a brain-damaged father puts his crackhead in charge of the family business? What do you think's going to happen? You think he's covered all the bases? The dude who left his laptop at a repair shop? What else do you think Joe Hunter Biden has done when he's in a drug-induced, drunken stupor, who knows where? On every continent, this guy has left little turds. And who knows, probably little hunters as well. Every continent, this guy has lost his memory, blacked out, been in a drug-induced stupor that he doesn't know what happened. And we're supposed to believe, oh, no, we're not compromised. I mean, after all, the Secret Service were with him. Don't even get me started on the Secret Service scandals that were happening in the time of Obama. These guys were partying with prostitutes in Brazil. And let me just put it this way. If you're a Secret Service on the Biden detail, and Hunter Biden's got prostitutes and he's doing stuff, you probably figure, you know what? It's okay. I mean, look at the first son. Or in this case, look at Joe Biden's son, the vice president's son. Look at what they allow him to do. Why shouldn't we? Let's just get our room and we can partake. Who's going to narc on us? Oh, don't forget, we got Hunter Biden's laptop, too. Who knows what they have on him? Man, can you imagine the dirt that the Secret Service has on Hunter Biden? What's that information worth? Are we sure we know everybody that they've battened down the hatches on everything Hunter's done? A demented father putting his son in charge of the family business. MSNBC wrote this article. I couldn't believe it. MSN, not MSNBC, MSN. They said many on the right believe that he is as bad, if not worse, than Jimmy Carter. They're talking about Joe Biden, and the title of this article is Hunter Biden is going to get Joe Biden impeached. That's the title. You can look it up. MSN. Hunter Biden is going to get Joe Biden impeached. And I thought it would be in the opinion. It's not in the opinion section. It's in the news section. So anyway, they go on, they say it. At least with Carter, he was a devoutly Christian man who tried to do the right thing, though he rarely managed it. Biden, on the other hand, is devious to the point that it strains credulity how he's made it this far in national politics and gone as far as he has. Now, we played a clip of Biden, and he literally is saying it, not even in, I mean, it's pretty clear. It's, he doesn't say it outright, but he's essentially alluding to, get that clip ready for me. I'm for sale.
My state costs $300,000 this time around, or between $250 and $300. I don't know the exact figure. That's more money than any Democrat in my state has ever spent. And the young new white knight, he spent it. Spent more money than my opponent, only because he didn't take me seriously, and he had another $90,000 left over. He didn't know how to spend it in the last week when they realized I was a serious candidate. But seriously, in trying to raise that money, I fortunately had over 3,000 individual contributors. Nobody makes up any more than one percentage point of my total budget. Nobody for one percentage point gets a hold of that ear. Nobody gets any more than a return phone call for that 1%. But it's not because I'm particularly moral. It's because nobody took me seriously. Had in the beginning when I started, big corporations or big labor or big wealthy individuals or big anybody come along and said, here, Biden, we want to contribute $20,000 to you, I probably would have taken it. Not probably, I would have taken it. Because I had to go out and borrow $20,000 and put a second mortgage on my house to get that $20 to start. But nobody took me seriously.
So there he is. That's Joe Biden telling you in his own words, look, you give me money, I take you seriously. Welcome back. I'm glad you're with me. And here's what I tell people, especially on the left, shut up. Don't even talk to me. These are your people in their own words. Joe Biden, I don't take any money. I don't take no foreign money, whatever. Yeah, you do. You took money. It's a matter of absolute public record at this point. Because we got the date on them. So this idea that, oh, it's innuendo, I didn't necessarily do anything. He's a liar. Because that's what Biden do. My word is a Biden. Really? What's that mean? Joe Biden began in the 1970s courting the Chinese. We're going to spend a little time on this. He gets elected to the Senate after getting people to give him his money, and then he begins his China policy, if you will.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact is talking about me taking money. I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever.
That was Joe Biden during the second debate between him and Trump. And he goes on to say that Trump needs to release his bank his tax records. Well, I say Joe Biden should release his bank records. Well, don't you think that's a pretty good petition? Anyway, glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. And it was Joe Biden, folks, back in the 70s as a senator. He was on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and he wanted China to become part of the World Trade Organization. Now, understand this, that when China became a preferred trading partner with the U.S., and then later a member of the World Trade Organization, that's when they really began to put pressure on the U.S. They were not a world economic power at that point. Now, I don't know my history that well, but here's what I will tell you. If you go back and you were to research Joe Biden and his cry for money, and China then saying, oh, we are here, you are Joe, and they go and give him this money, and suddenly you get the push, the things that we'll talk about. So this is what happened. Hunter Biden, after understood the years of cultivating that the Chinese had done with his daddy, and he was on, I don't know how many flights, but he went to China routinely with his dad. And while Biden was acting as if he was representing America, what Hunter Biden was doing was feathering the family, the Biden crime family's business ventures in China, essentially getting a free ride from us, literally, on Air Force Two. So while Hunter was doing one thing, Joe was saying, what he says goes. You get this done for me, I'll get this done. And he acted as if there were these lines of demarcation. Like Hunter was there, you know, just to sightsee while Daddy was doing work. Hunter was there as part of the Biden family crime initiative. And it was years of cultivation. Because look, the Chinese don't do anything half but. They go at it full bore. And they don't do it temporarily. They say, we'll bet on you. Any bets, anybody want to bet me that the Chinese had a major hand in the hacking of our election? Anybody want to bet? I got no way to prove it. I'm going to do one of these Mike Lindell deals. I'll bet you $5 million. And then Mike's got to pay some dude because he can't prove the lie. But here's what I know in my heart of hearts. The Chinese said to the powers that be, back off of Joe Biden. We'll get him elected. And leave everything alone. Leave it to us. And that's exactly what happened. And if you want to, Nancy Pelosi said it. The Chinese don't want Donald Trump. They want Joe Biden. So did other world leaders. Because if you want to crush America, put the weakest punk in the office. And that's what they did. Put a chump in office. MSNBC continues here. They said, despite claims of Biden's stupidity and or senility, the 46th president has managed to weather years' worth of what many feel should be corruption charges. Well, let's set aside corruption charges for just a second. What else could we, you know, hang around the neck of Joe Biden? Racism? Sexism? Family values? I mean, these are things that would disqualify. Most people, if they had Joe Biden's record, would say, look, I'm glad I got my pension. Let me disappear, go make a little money on the speaking circuit, try to clean up my Q score a little bit, and just disappear. Joe Biden didn't do that. And the only way, I'm going to tell you, the only way a buffoon of Mr. Magoo, sorry sack of crap politician like Joe Biden gets ahead is if it's sponsored by big people. I'm talking about government sponsored. Now, when you think about that, ask yourself, how does the CIA, NSA, FBI, FISA courts, the entirety of the media, etc., how can you involve that many people in this level of a cabal? So you either say to yourself, it's complete luck, you know, the stars aligned, or it's orchestrated. And to orchestrate something on this level, it must be, as they call, state sponsored. This is at a level of governments, not at a level of even corporations. This is at a level of governments that you make this happen. Joe Biden, and I want to remind you, Joe Biden was shoehorned in. He had lost Iowa. He lost New Hampshire. And he was going to South Carolina. and Clyde. Things were so dismal, Joe Biden left one of those places, went to South Carolina, and essentially they said his campaign is on the hook. He's toast. He can't win South Carolina. And this was but right before Super Tuesday. And they were saying, even if he wins South Carolina, that he's still got a rough road. Joe Biden wins South Carolina. Clyburn cut a deal that said, if you make me co-DNC chair, I'll get you South Carolina, and we'll see what happens. So he lived up to his part. And that's why Clyburn's in the news all the time. And then everybody jumped out. Literally, people that could have beaten Joe Biden abandoned Super Tuesday, and Joe Biden gets literally walked into the Democratic as a Democratic nominee, the least candidate that you would want to have there, the least. And I want to tell you, if you go back and you look at this objectively, that's when the state-sponsored stuff started to happen. That's when our government went after Trump. That's when the Chinese got involved. I'm not even being a conspiracy theorist here. I know this as much as I know the sun's going to rise in the east tomorrow and set in the west. And that human beings breathe the air that we breathe. I know this happened. There's no way you could achieve what Joe Biden achieved without having a lot of help. There was a software developed that would ruin the Iranian nuclear program. I think they called it Stuxnet. And it was so well written. They said there's no way a company could do this. And it turned out it was the United States and Israel. Well, this is the way it was. To execute this type of a cabal, a coup against Trump, it took all the precision, all the masterminding of state sponsorship. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 8 counts of manslaughter are among the many charges filed against a Brownsville, Texas man accused of plowing into a crowd of people yesterday, killing 8 and seriously injuring several others. Police say they don't yet know if it was intentional. There's no doubt about the intent of the man who shot at random at people outside a suburban Dallas mall on Saturday. Police say that man had a long social media history of white supremacist posts. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's sending National Guard troops to the southern border to turn back those who try to enter the USA illegally. The expiration of Title 42 is expected to bring a surge of migrants. Closing arguments underway in New York City in the civil rape trial of former President Trump. A writer who says Trump raped her in the mid-90s is suing for that and for defamation. Trump denies it, saying E. Jean Carroll made it all up to help sell her book. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You can have intelligence officials actually turning a blind eye to this. We know that the former intelligence officials John Brennan and James Clapper are going to testify in front of a House panel this month on why they signed that letter, which suggested that the Biden laptop was a part of Russian disinformation campaign. We've got newly surfaced emails show that back in 2020, former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morell asked Brennan to sign the Hunter Biden laptop disinformation letter. Brennan responded, add my name to the list. Good initiative, Congressman. It seems to me that these are the very people who abused their power. Back in 2016 and 2017, I remember disgusting tweets from John Brennan about Donald Trump colluding with Russia. That was a complete lie. They had to know that it was made up. We have the notes from John Brennan when he was telling President Obama that the Russians are aware of the story Hillary Clinton came up with to tie Trump to a Russia scandal. And here he is again inserting himself, using that former CIA title as credibility to say the Biden laptop was Russian disinformation.
That was Maria Bartiromo, Fox News, setting up Jim Comer for what he will be talking about here in just a bit. But we are talking about Hunter Biden being a boat anchor for Joe Biden. And I'm going to play other clips and prove this stuff to you over the rest of the remainder of the show. And we've got a ton of other things to talk about as well, folks, because now they want to start building up Kamala Harris. And she has got to be the biggest joke as a vice president that I've seen in a while. So, you know, hold on to your horses. Lots to discuss. But what Maria Bartiromo just talked about is, I mean, there's so much truth to it that you have to wonder, and I know everybody's wondering this, when is justice going to be served? But justice can't be served when the people who are in control of justice are bad people. And we've got a clip of Joe Biden that's going to blow your mind. We're going to play it in the second hour. And I'm not trying to tease you here. It is a teaser, but I'm going to play it in the second hour because I've got too much to talk about in this hour. But we're talking about connecting the dots and how Hunter Biden has done what he's done. And here's what I want to give you some more food for thought before I play the rest of this clip that involves Comer. The vice dean of the School of International Relations at Renmin University, a guy named Ding Dongxin, said after Biden was elected president in 2020, not elected, but put into office, we have people at the top He's talking about of the Biden administration. We have our old friends who are at the top of America's core inner circle of power and influence. That was a quote from the vice dean of the School of International Relations at Rindman University. According to Darla Kaliniuk, the head of non-governmental anti-corruption based in Ukraine, in Kyiv, she says the reason Burisma was inviting people with such names was to whitewash their reputation and to present themselves as a company doing legitimate business in Ukraine. That's what the Bidens were bringing. More than that, however, Burisma was essentially pulling a Jeffrey Epstein and getting people with deep connections to Western intelligence to become a part of what they were doing because it would insulate them from any wrongdoing. You know, in other words, they were trying to make themselves so impervious to prosecution that they could do whatever they wanted. And the only way you do that is you buy your way to power. Hunter Biden was going to connect these people to his father, Joe. Now, I want to play the rest of this Comer clip, or this clip where Maria Bartiromo set up the questions to ask for James Comer. And it's so revealing. I just hope that the Republicans really and truly have the information that they pulled an attorney type deal where they say, we're going to ask you the question, but we already have the answer to it.
What do you want to find out from them when they testify?
Well, we want to know exactly what they used to determine their decision to have such a big influence on the election. And what we've seen from the email is they didn't look into anything. And one of the things that continues to come up with the people that we communicate with in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, that people that are in what I would consider the deep state, they say the same thing. These people know the Bidens are corrupt, but their hatred for Donald Trump far outweighs anything that would matter with respect to national security and that would matter with respect to determining whether or not Joe Biden is compromised because of all the money he's taken from our adversaries around the world. They hate Donald Trump. And the most important thing to our intelligence community was defeating Donald Trump to protect the Bidens or anyone else who was trying to do their darndest to defeat Donald Trump. So the reason Chuck Grassley's so upset over this document is because he's been investigating this from day one. And, you know, he's been on this for several years. I've been on it for a little over 100 days, Maria. He's been on it for several years.
Right.
And the intelligence community has lied time after time to Chuck Grassley about whether or not they were looking into certain things pertaining to the Biden family. Now remember, Chuck Grassley served for decades with Joe Biden in the U.S. Senate. He has known Joe Biden for over 40 years.
Wow.
And he's dead set on uncovering public corruption with his family. That's how confident he is that public corruption exists. And he's frustrated with the intelligence community because they continue to lie to him.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to. Here's what I will tell you. Because I've met people that don't like Trump. Powerful people. And I think to myself, look at what the left is willing to do to destroy a single man. And it's not like Trump doesn't have a track record now. You know what he's about. And again, stylistically, you may not like him. Results, you should have some. Come on, as a results person, you can't look at Trump and go, he was horrible. You just can't do it. There's no way to do it from the left, the right, or whatever. And maybe leftists will go, oh, well, he didn't let people in at the border, and he was trying to make America. I mean, if you hate the country, I guess you could. But if you love America, there's no way you can look at Donald Trump and go, this man was a horrible, oh my gosh. But here's what gets me. Look at what the Democrats were willing to do and are willing to do to destroy a man, to destroy this country, and then look at what they're willing to do to protect someone like the Bidens, all because it fits their narrative. That should be the thing that bothers you the most. Bugs me the most. I don't see it. The vitriol against Trump. And I'm talking about, folks, you got to believe me here. I'm talking to industry moguls who tell me, I don't like Trump. I have a friend, he says, I voted twice for him, but I don't want him again because he's like too polarizing or whatever. And I think to myself, that makes no sense. When I tell you these are people that are very smart, they know what they're doing, they feel this way. I think it's more, he doesn't fit this idea of what he needs to be for them. Trump is too much his own man, and he doesn't care about the elite status and things like that. I can only make that determination because there are some bright people. Now, on the political side, I get it. I was with a governor, and he just flatly hates Trump. I'm not going to say who he is. I may have said it on a previous show, but I'm not going to say it again. But he absolutely hates Trump. And when I was looking at his face as he's talking about him, it is the most disgusting. It was like somebody was holding, you know, a doo-doo finger in under his nose. You know, like, ooh. It was a look like that. You know, when you were a kid, you rub your finger in your butt and make your brother smell it. Okay, that's what me and my brother did to get after each other. But he had that look on his face like, ah, disgusted. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, if you don't like Trump, I get it. But to be disgusted by him, and by the way, this was before Trump was in the office, he still feels this way. So when I'm talking to you about this stuff, this isn't conjecture. I'm not going, well, I think governors, or I think this, you know, billionaire moguls, and I think this, I'm in the room with them. In fact, I'm going to talk about Backstage Club because I got to ask this question again by some friends of mine. And when we come back in the first segment of the next hour, I'll cover it a little bit. We got a lot to cover today. God, so much breaks over the weekend. And by the way, I'm trying to consolidate because we got border issues, we got crime issues, and a host of other things. It is so much. You're going to cry.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Con Kevino Jacksones.
Sir, there is something personal that's affecting you. Your son, while there's no ties to you, could be charged by your Department of Justice. How will that impact your presidency?
First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him.
Oh, nice way to try to cover. See, that's what they teach you. They teach you never, ever admit that you've done something wrong or that your son has done something wrong. But let's remember, let's just think back just a little bit when Hunter maybe hadn't made his dad quite so proud.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I had another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Ho, the f***ing spy chief of China, who started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded, and is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
See, that's what Hunter sounds like when he's under fire, when the heat is on. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden is proud. Proud of his deadbeat son that won't even take care of his kids. His deadbeat dad of a son. In fact, Joe Biden is so proud of his son that he is a deadbeat grandfather. Won't claim his kids. And they're finally starting to ask questions about it. I think a reporter asked Karine Jean-Pierre about his grandkids.
I wanted to ask about the trial going on in Arkansas with Hunter Biden and the child support. Are the president and First Lady monitoring that? And how come they haven't acknowledged the civil friendship?
I'm not going to speak to that from here.
Why not?
Go ahead.
Well, one of my friends, she decided she would comment about it, even though Karine Jean-Pierre wouldn't. Here's Dana Lash talking about it. You could say lashing out.
We'll turn it over to Dana Lash, nationally syndicated radio host. There was an ugly scene down there at this paternity hearing. How did you see it?
I love the way that you put it, because this toddler is going to actually be the one to, like, crack Hunter Biden. He's like mid-50s. He's like a mid-50-year-old dude. The way that the media talks about Hunter Biden, like it's Joe Biden's grown child baby Hunter. This is a grown man with grown kids who is white trash. Let's be honest. This family acts like white trash. They don't take care of the kids that they give birth to. I don't know how many baby mamas this guy has, but it's ridiculous. And he gloms on to his dad and merches out the White House or whatever elected office his dad has so that they can rake in money on the backs of taxpayers. And he has to go down to Arkansas under the threat of being in contempt of court so that he can finally pay up for the life that he helped to create. This after, as you explained, he tried to even deny that this child was his to begin with. For the party, Jesse, that sits here and acts like they are the champion of single moms, for the party that acts like they champion women and children, where's the accountability for the head of the party cruelly treating this little girl the way that they are simply because it somehow compromises Hunter Biden? So, yeah, I held, and kudos to London Roberts for refusing to back down in the face of a media that only references her as a stripper, in the face of the media that always tries to, you know, in a horrible way, talk about her and her child. She's not backing down with this because she's going to make sure, Jesse, that her daughter is paid for and that this man steps up. So you have these two women who are doing more than the FBI and the DOJ and everyone else to hold this man and this family accountable.
Yeah, that's because the DOJ and the FBI aren't even trying to.
Hunter Biden is the weakest link, is what this guy writes, in the chain that links Hunter's alleged widespread global influence operations to trade on his father's various political positions over the years in exchange for a ton of money. Now, one guy said, Hunter Biden, mastermind or master clown? The best laid criminal enterprises, however, require discipline. Attention to detail that the drug addict and prostitute using Hunter Biden is incapable of. After years of avoiding the Pied Piper, the Republicans are finally going after the Biden syndicate, using Hunter as their entry point into the dark familial web of global corruption. By the way, I want to back up and talk about this lady who started the interview by saying, well, while there's no ties to you, President Biden, would you care to comment about your son?
I stand by my son. I'm proud of my son.
There are ties to Joe Biden. The media needs to stop lying about this. Not only are there ties to Joe Biden, he's the henchman. He's the dude that's making this happen. Kevin Jackson again, folks. Who are you listening to? The Kevin Jackson Network. He says, guy writes, thanks to Hunter Biden's profound lack of discipline, the Biden family's prospects of avoiding criminal charges are decreasing by the week. And the closer the world moves towards that, what he says will undoubtedly be a contentious presidential election in 2024, the harder the House Republicans will pursue Hunter to try to prove that it was Hunter's father, the 46th and fake president, who was the real brains behind this operation. That right there should make you crack up. You should think I'm writing comedy. Or I'm spitting comedy here. I didn't write that particular thing. But just the idea that Joe Biden is the brains behind the operation. Are you serious? It says, wouldn't that be crazy? A senile octogenarian sitting at the head of a vast possible criminal conspiracy with his cocaine-addled, manic self-talking, or rather selfie-taking son as the front man for the operation. What have I been saying for the better part of, what, 3-4 years? Who puts a crackhead in charge of your enterprise, and the only person who would do it is somebody who's suffering from dementia? Will somebody get the 25th Amendment in this mug, please? If indeed Joe Biden put Hunter in charge, don't you think that would be enough to say, we got to, I'm sorry to say, make Kamala Harris the president of the United States? We'll get to that later, I promise. He goes on, he says, the unbelievable chutzpah of the alleged Biden syndicate in thinking they could keep that under wraps should be enough to make everyone want to see such sloppy corruption removed from power. So true, though. If you're going to build a criminal enterprise, surround yourself with people who are bright, brilliant. The only way they keep the lid on this is through the most massive corruption that I've ever seen. That is the only way you keep the lid on this. He says, from a criminal law standpoint, using Hunter as a go-between, Joe Biden and various foreign governments and companies that the Biden syndicate did business with over the years is a smart move. It places a degree of separation between Joe, the wrinkled goose that lays the mishappened eggs, of the corruption for the Biden family and the corrupt dealings by pinning it all on his son. I completely agree that this is going to be a choice soon between Joe Biden, is it your career or is it your son? And for those of you who have been listening to me, take the bet, Joe Biden chooses his son. Because he's going to have to. The Democrats are done with the Bidens. And this MSNBC try to make it feel good is just getting Joe Biden into more trouble. The White House claiming that it's a bunch of innuendo. They don't have any real proof other than, well, we know for a fact that Hunter Biden did business with the Russians, the Ukrainians, and the Chinese. We know it. We have it in his own words. And the real question is, what was he selling? You got any answers? I have some ideas. Access to Joe. And as soon as they connect, here's what happened at this date, and here's what Joe Biden's policies are. And as I walked you through earlier, Joe Biden has been a friend of the Chinese for decades. All he did was seal it off with a kiss. He says, and Hunter Biden's past troubles with the law and addiction mean that, unlike his deceased brother, Beau, Hunter is useless to Joe Biden as a potential heir to the family's political fortunes. His place is as the family's glorified bagman. And this is precisely what Hunter complained about to his daughter, Naomi, in a series of texts that had been leaked to the press. This was from 2019, where he talked about, at least I won't make you pay half your salary like Dad did. Keep it in the family. This is what the Bidens are about. And it's up to us to continue talking about it so they don't get away with it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.